huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Save the pennies and the pounds will take care of themselves. Money doesn't grow on trees. Stupid things people say about money. OMG. LOL, ROFL, FML. So, there are things that people say in society based on media, environment, parenting about money that is really killing their wealth. And I want to point them out to you so that you can protect yourself from these really limiting beliefs around money. So I probably can only do two at a time because otherwise I'll have a massive heart attack. But people say the following things about money. I'm going to put them to bed. And this could be really important for you. So number one, money's the root of all evil. Oh no, that's not true, Rob. It's the love of money that's the root of all evil. No, they're both wrong. Okay, next one. Money doesn't grow on trees. We all got said that by our parents. Punch them in the... No, don't. Okay, next one. Save the pennies and the pounds will take care of themselves. Oh, man. Woo! Having an aneurysm here. Money doesn't make you happy. Money doesn't buy happiness. And you need money to make money, which assumes that if you don't have any money, you can never make any money. I can't do all of these at once. Let's pick two. Let's go with money is the root of all evil and money doesn't grow on trees. So some people say that money is the root of all evil. And then some people correct you because they've read all the religious scripture. And they say, no, that's wrong. The love of money is the root of all evil. No, it's not. That's wrong. It's wrong. The root of all evil is humanity. Money isn't evil. You don't get a £5 note that gets a gun and shoots you in the face. Money is not evil. The love of money is not evil. What is evil is human beings. By the way, if human beings are evil, then human beings are also virtuous. So if money is the root of all evil, money therefore also has to be the root of all good. All good in the world is fueled by a universal exchange of value called money. Well, look, love is probably the root of all good in the world, but to have the freedom and the time and the vehicle and the charity and the philanthropy and the assets and the income to liberate the time and the freedom, this is money. So when people say money is the root of all evil, what they actually mean that they don't understand that they mean is people who are evil and use money for evil causes and actions is the root of all evil. Well, of course. But also, what about the billionaires that are giving all their money away? What about the philanthropists? What about the people who are creating vaccines? What about the people who've rid us of many deadly diseases? What about the people who are building the schools and the libraries and the hospitals? How do you think that's funded? It's funded through money. So money is not the root of all evil. It is not the root of all good. Money is simply a tool, a universal exchange of value, a unit of account, a measurement of value and worth. That's what money is. So don't get confused with what money isn't. Now, one of the traits of the greatest titans of wealth through history, the billionaires, one of the common traits is that they transcended money emotions and they understood that what the masses and society felt about money was an emotional projection onto money based on their own beliefs, but wasn't the reality. They actually learned to transcend emotion and learn the traits and the laws of money. And money has traits and laws. Money is a hedge against an uncertain future. Money today is worth more than money tomorrow. Money loves speed and hates friction. If you invest money wisely, it appreciates. So these money is a good hedge against an uncertain future. These are all laws of money. And the titans of wealth learned that. And then looked at society and went, what do you mean the love of money and money is the root of all evil? Of course it's not. I mean, you could take a $20 bill and you can go and feed 20 kids in a developing country for 20 days. So how can money be the root of all evil? That in that regard, money would be the root of all good. But the root of the good isn't the money. It's the human being that has the intention, and money creates the outcome. But then, of course, you could take a $20 bill and you could buy 20 bullets and put it in a magazine and put it into a gun and shoot those same 20 kids. It's the intention behind. And the intention comes from the person. So correct people and get rid of people in your life that keep imposing this upon you. The root of all evil is humanity. The root of all good is humanity. And money is a tool that exaggerates your traits. Money doesn't tend to change you. It tends to exaggerate what you already are. There's two other laws of money just stuck there. You've got seven laws of money for free on this rant. Okay, the next rant is, oh, money doesn't grow on trees. Well, technically, no. Money is actually a derivative of cotton in the previous similar to paper-based form. And of course, now it's a polymer, essentially a plastic. So technically correct, money doesn't grow on trees. However, the projected belief that money doesn't grow on trees is basically saying money is really hard to come by. Money is scarce and not abundant. Money isn't everywhere around you. And that's wrong. That is fundamentally wrong. There are trillions of pounds and dollars going through the economy. There's bitcoins and creator coins and these NFTs and all sorts of new currencies being created every single day. Money tends to flow from those who value it least to those who value it most. There's another law there giving you for free. So money will always go to value. Money will always go to production. Money will always go to the solutions to problems. Money will always go to a good pitch. Money will always go to an inspired entrepreneur, a great idea. And money will always go to an entrepreneur that solves problems for vast numbers of people and helps develop humanity, making our lives easier, faster, and better. Money will always go there in abundant supply, in limitless supply. Always, always. But whilst money doesn't grow on trees is technically correct, it assumes that it's hard to come by and it's not all around us. And that is just a belief. And of course, what you believe will tend to be real for you, which is why I wanted to pop off. Look, I could have been a bit softer and said, oh, some limiting beliefs around money you want to check yourself on. But no one's going to stop and listen to that. So calling it stupid things that people say about money, it is stupid if you want to become wealthy. If you don't, carry on. Right. So I've covered money is the root of all evil and money doesn't grow on trees. And in the next ranty episode, I'm going to cover save the pennies and the pounds will take care of themselves. I mean, that is the most ridiculous, ridiculous belief. Money doesn't make you happy, fuck it does. I'll definitely be going into that one. And you need money to make money. Most people didn't start with money. No one was born with, I just popped out of mum, cut my umbilical cord, check out my briefcase with £10 million in it, was born with money. No, it's resourcefulness and creativity and solutions and speed. It's systems and software and people and network. It's all these things that create money. Anyway, I'll rant about that on another episode. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for following my work. I'm sweating. I've got to go and get a haircut, as you can see, very much required. And if you're watching on the live, I'm probably going to put this on both the Disruptive Entrepreneur podcast and the Money podcast. I'm probably going to do a little series called Stupid Things People Say About Money. I think this is going to be a long series. This is going to be longer than Breaking Bad. But look, I just want to help you. I want to give you empowering beliefs so you can know more about money, make more money, and give more money away. Money is just a tool. It's a vehicle. It's not emotional. You are not good or bad or right or wrong or better or worse with more or less money. But let's be honest. When you have a tool, you want it to work. So if you have a screwdriver, you want it to unscrew and screw in the screws. Of course you do. Money is a tool. Therefore, you want it to work for you. So let's get it working for you. Are you up for having it work for you? If you are, whatever you're doing right now, go and subscribe to the Disruptive Entrepreneur and the Money Podcast, two of my podcasts. If you don't listen to them regularly, you are missing out on learning how to start and scale a business, get better financial knowledge, and be a disruptive entrepreneur, make more money, making a difference. That's how we roll. Cheers for tuning in. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.